One of the worst mountaineering disasters to hit Nepal in recent years is unfolding in the country's interior. At least 26 tourists and locals have been killed in a snowstorm caused by Cyclone Hudhud, which hit a trekking route popular with foreigners at this time of year. Nepalese police say 220 people have been rescued, including two Australians. But when they called off the search at sundown last night, at least 10 people were still missing. South Asia correspondent Stephanie March reports.
October's one of the busiest months for trekking in Nepal's picturesque Himalayas. The weather is usually pleasant and the blizzard caught many by surprise. Ramesh Prasad Damala is the president of the Trekking Agencies Association of Nepal and he's been involved in the search and rescue efforts.
I had a 20 years long experience in this field as the organizer, as a trekker and a guide. I never seen such disaster in my life.
He says many of the trekkers caught in the snowstorm were unprepared.
Many of them, they didn't have enough clothes, they didn't have enough food themselves.
Rescue teams were hampered by strong winds and poor communication links have made it hard for authorities to confirm who's safe and who's still missing. Ishwari Powdell from the Himalayan Guides Trekking Company organised the rescue of two Australians who'd been stranded at the Thurong La base camp near where the snowstorm hit. He says they felt lucky to be alive.
They were resting on that day when this incident happened. If they continue, maybe very bad for them, but they decided to stay one more day. So they are completely fine now. They are alive.
A Facebook page set up to share information about the disaster has been flooded with messages from people unable to make contact with loved ones. One of them is Melbourne resident Paul Kilburn, who believes his sister Leona, brother-in-law Rod and 25-year-old niece Zoe were in the area.
They've hiked a bit around Nepal, done a few treks. My sister's just her second and decided to take her daughter over with her this time to trek and see how beautiful it was.
Do you have any idea whereabouts they are or what area they're in?
No, we weren't sure what area they were actually leaving from. Lee had been over there 6 months, maybe 12 months ago, and had a private guide. She was doing the same with a few girlfriends this time and a daughter.
Paul Kilburn hasn't heard from his sister in over 48 hours, but he is optimistic.
It's playing a fair bit on my mother, of course, as she's pretty stressed about it all. But I hope that they actually have a look at their phones and get onto Facebook, so we'll be a bit more settled about what's going on with them.
The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says no Australian casualties have been reported at this time. It's the second serious mountaineering disaster in Nepal this year. In April, 16 Sherpas died in an avalanche on Mount Everest and scores of tours were cancelled, causing a significant blow to the tourism-dependent nation. This is Stephanie March in New Delhi reporting for AM.